fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in the third and final hour of the program here on Tuesday morning. And I was just reaching out to the DA's office for more information about what's going on at the Sierra parking lot. Reached out to them, reached out to police. So we'll have more for you on that when we can. Got to wait for confirmations before we bring anything to air. 508-996-0500. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Tim, I caught the tail end of your discussion about the food eating challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever wondered how Joey Chestnut could eat 76 hot dogs in 10 minutes?
I'm supposed to
believe that it's possible, and I don't believe it.
Oh, no, he's done it.
Then why take issue with this challenge?
Because this is, you're not dunking this in lemonade to kind of soften it up and to make it smaller. When you see what the challenge is, and I don't want to give it away yet, but when you see what it is, you'll understand.
So Joey dunks his hot dogs in lemonade?
All those hot dog eaters, they do that. They dunk it in the lemonade and then suck it down.
Wouldn't that be hot on your stomach no matter what he does?
I don't know.
I think it would be. I mean, I eat 3 hot dogs at a picnic. I'm full. I'm done. I'm bloated.
I used to be able to do, if I went to, like, Onlyville, I could have 4. Now, because of, you know, my weight loss and the medication I'm on, I can only do 2.
All right, you got 70 more to go, Tim.
I don't think I will.
You gotta catch up to Joey.
I will never get close to that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I have a problem with this whole concept for physical reasons.
I guess some people have a more elasticized stomach, and they can fit more, you know, cubic inches of food in their stomach than the average person can.
God bless them.
Yeah.
All right, Tim. Good show.
Thank you. You have a good day.
You too.
Yeah, let's take another call here. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. Could you please tell me the zip code for Mattapoisett?
Not off the top of my head, but give me 1 second. And I will look it up and I will tell you. And 02739.
39. Say that again, please.
02739.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day. And, sure. Yeah, we're a full service radio station here. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails open on the WBSM app. Yes, that food challenge. I don't want to ruin it, but I've also teased it here for a couple of days. I'll tell you what's in it, and then you'll have to wait for the article for me to actually, you know, let you know where to go to get it. And I'm going to tell you too, it's $95. So if you aren't confident that you can beat the challenge, it's a pricey meal to play that game with. Give me 1 second here. I'm just scrolling down. Okay. To get it for free, one person has to eat this entire meal within 30 minutes. They can't get up from the table. I did a food challenge once. I did the whole pig challenge at T-Bones in Plymouth, a barbecue place. And it was, you know, a half a rack of ribs, pulled pork, some brisket, I think. I don't know. Coleslaw, macaroni and cheese. Like, it was all this big meal. But that was only $30 if you didn't finish it. And you had, I think you had an hour to eat it all, but you couldn't get up from the table. So I went to the bathroom first, you know, made sure I used the bathroom first so I didn't have to be like, oh my gosh, I got to pee, I can't get up. And sat down at the table. They bring a timer over. And I got about halfway through and I was pacing fine. I was like, I think I was like under 30 minutes when I got about halfway done. And I said, you know what? This is delicious. And I'm done. I'm full. I'm not going to push it anymore, because if I push it anymore, I'm going to make myself sick, and that might ruin my enjoyment of barbecue forever. When I was a kid, I had some beef stew and got sick afterwards because I was sick. Had nothing to do with the beef stew. But for years, I wouldn't eat beef stew because of it. So I didn't want to get into that with barbecue. I love barbecue. So I just said, I'm done. I'll pay the $30. I got two meals out of it. Well worth it. But this is a little different. You have 30 minutes to finish it. And again, it's $95 if you don't finish it. And if you, let me just tell you what's in it. And I'll tell you what else the challenge entails if you win in the story. But here's what the meal is. Two leaning towers compiled of four double cheeseburgers stacked between grilled cheese sandwiches. That's right. Grilled cheese sandwiches. The double cheeseburgers are between the grilled cheese sandwiches. Topped with house cheese sauce, applewood bacon, fried onion rings, lettuce, tomato, mob sauce. I don't know what that is. And four buffalo chicken sliders. And then on the side, 1 pound of chili cheese fries. That's a lot. That's a lot. And when you see the photo of it, you're going to say, I don't think anybody's going to be able to finish that. But hey, they must have confidence that somebody's going to be able to do it. So that's quite a meal. And I'm not like, you know, these aren't small double cheeseburgers. These are full-sized double cheeseburgers. And this restaurant has like, I think, half-pound burgers. So is that 2 pounds of beef right there? Or no, was it four double cheeseburgers? I forget now already. So it just seems to me like it's more than a human being can handle. Let me go back to it here. Four double cheeseburgers. Four double cheeseburgers. Let me repeat that. Four double cheeseburgers. It doesn't say how big their burgers are, but they're pretty big in the photo. Four double cheeseburgers. Two grilled cheese sandwiches. No, I'm sorry. It looks like four grilled cheese sandwiches. Four buffalo chicken sliders. All stacked together. With bacon. With onion rings. With lettuce and tomato. And then a pound of chili cheese fries on the side. That's insanity. I kind of want to watch somebody take that challenge on. If any of you out there are brave enough to take that on, let me know. Because I've got to see that in action. Ooh, sorry if that bled through. There's guys working outside the building and they're using not radio-friendly language. 508-996-0500. I'm waiting for all the app chat messages to roll in from all the folks that say, I'll take that challenge on. I'm not seeing them yet. So last week, I mentioned how I had gone to Ollie's for the first time. I went to Ollie's a second time over this past weekend. And it was this was Saturday afternoon that I went over there, probably around 3-4 o'clock. Yeah, probably between 4 and 5. And it was busy, but it wasn't as busy as it was when I had gone there a few days before or a week before. But is that a store that has appealed to you? There's a lot of progress being made on the Burlington over here in Fairhaven. I drove by there yesterday. They've got the sign now on the outside of the building. They've had it up on the Fairhaven Commons sign on Alden Road for a little while, but now they've got the sign up on the building. The inside of it looks pretty much done. And it looks like they're ready to start actually building out the store itself, bringing in all the product. They were targeting a September opening, so it looks like they're on track for that. Is that a store that you're going to go to? I mean, I love stores like Burlington, Marshall's, TJ Maxx. I went to TJ Maxx yesterday. Because I was looking, I have, most of my luggage is soft luggage. You know, it's not the hard case. And then last year I got a hard case for my clothes. I don't take much clothes with me. I'm only gone for, well, I'll be gone for 4 days. Five. So I don't take a lot of clothes with me. Shirt, shorts, underwear, socks for each day. Maybe an extra shirt or two in case I go out and want to wear something a little bit nicer than a t-shirt. But while I'm at the convention, I'll be wearing my spooky South Coast shirts. So I don't need much space for that, but I got to bring with me some stuff, some books, things to put on my table. So it's like, let me get a larger hard case suitcase. And so I went to TJ Maxx. They always have good deals. I got a great deal on one. But then I'm looking like, thinking to myself, why would I need to buy like a luggage set? I mean, I get it if you want to be able to easily find your luggage and go, oh, that's mine. But are people actually judging me if I walk through the airport and I have two different suitcases? Now, the two suitcases I'm going to bring with me will be pretty similar. But are people going to criticize me? I mean, when I went on a cruise, I had a big old green, straight out of the 1980s suitcase I bought at the Salvation Army. Were people judging me? I don't think so. That's why I never understood when they would do, like Price is Right or all those game shows. People get so excited to win a new luggage set. Like, unless you're going to win a trip too, what's the point? Maybe that's just me. But anyway, yes. So we are getting new stores. But then there's also the story. WPRI had it today. What if the Macy's closes in the Providence Place Mall? Will losing an anchor store hurt that mall? And because Macy's is going to be closing some stores, and again, we don't know what stores they're going to be, but we should find out soon. What if the Dartmouth Mall Macy's closes? What's going to become of that space? I actually have more confidence that the Dartmouth Mall can fill that space quicker than Providence Place will fill the three-level Macy's that they have there. I guess the first two are Macy's proper, and the third one is, what's it called, Macy's Backstage. It's like their clearance area, their discount area. That's usually where I go. But that space could be a lot of different things in the way that malls are today. And the mayor of Providence, Mayor Smiley, was saying that the Province Place Mall needs to modernize. And I thought to myself, what? That's one of the like nicest malls around. But the more I thought about it, the more I thought, you know, he's kind of right. It is very indicative of a past era. That's like the peak of the mall heyday around here, I guess. Or I shouldn't say the mall heyday, but it's the peak of mall existence. I mean, for my money, you know, back in the day, Hanover Mall, Westgate Mall, South Shore Plaza, those were like my original definition of mall. Then they build the Independence Mall in Kingston and the Silver City Gallery in town. I'm like, what's this? And I would, as a teenager and an early 20s person, I would just go to the mall, spend the night at the mall, shopping, going to a movie, whatever. Just go to the mall with no plan. We'll figure it out when we get there. Let's just go to the mall. Now I have to have a plan because I am not spending any more time than I need to. Although I will go in and roam the Dartmouth Mall. And I don't think the mall is hurt. I don't think either mall, whether it would happen at Dartmouth or Province Place, I don't think either mall is hurt by the loss of a Macy's, except for the loss of the rent that store pays. But I don't know that Macy's brings in a lot of people. Maybe Providence Place gets people that leave Macy's and go to other stores. I don't know that people that shop at Macy's in Dartmouth go and walk the mall, or that people that walk the mall wander into Macy's. I'm just guessing, but I'd put it at less than 50%. Less than 30%. Because it's a little bit of a different dynamic. There's a different dynamic between the people who shop in Burlington at one end of the mall and who shop in Macy's at the other end of the mall. And if you put something more akin to a Burlington at the other end, I think that would benefit the majority of the people that go to the mall. Granted, I don't want Macy's to go anywhere. I buy stuff at Macy's and I like to have one close by. I've become a cologne snob. So I don't think it would be a huge obstacle to overcome to fill that space in Dartmouth as much as it would be in Providence. But we'll find out. They're supposed to have an earnings call for other shareholders, and they're expecting that there'll be some announcements then about what stores are going to close. 508-996-0500. Take a break and we'll be right back. Welcome back in. Let's take a phone call before we go to the news. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Not bad. Yeah, it's kind of the whole mall thing is kind of a bummer to me. Like the Silver City Mall in Taunton, the Galleria, that, you know, it had a lot. Two floors had a lot of stores, a lot of variety, and actually kind of a smaller compact space compared to Dartmouth. And then they sold it, and then they did a complete renovation and put in an extra escalator, all sorts of stuff. And then within 2 years, bulldozed to the ground, you wouldn't even know it was there. And, you know, I think that, you know, the time in a mall is one thing. Like if you go to Dartmouth, you could be in the Dartmouth Mall for 2 hours if you're meandering or more. But we're so engaged, you know, on our phones with ads and different things. So if you are sitting here and we say, hey, I want to buy a new jacket, it's going to be so much easier to go, you know, I want a leather jacket. Okay, look up leather jacket. And then, you know, 10 websites come up, 50 choices come up, prices. And you're making all the decisions sitting there in between making a cup of coffee that it would take you, you know, maybe 3 hours because you'd have to go look for the jacket and see if a store carries it. And it's not my size. They don't carry my size. And so a lot of stuff's changed online, and there are some malls that are still successful, and there's actually some that are growing, like in the Southwest, they have these outdoor malls, and they're much, much more fun. You've probably seen them. You have outdoor restaurants, and so you're sort of meandering in stores, but you're also, you know, you can eat, you can, it's easier to get in, the parking is right there. And even the one in Providence, it's three floors, and, you know, it's got a lot of high-end stores, Apple Store, et cetera. But yeah, these the smaller malls are having a tougher time, or the mid-sized malls. So,
and you know who doesn't seem to struggle? Outlet malls. You go to any outlet mall, they're always packed. And I think that that's a key that a lot of these other shopping areas could do by bringing in a couple outlets. You don't have to turn your whole place into an outlet mall, but if you could get a Nike outlet, a Bass outlet, something like that, that's going to draw a lot of people to your mall.
Yeah, I'll leave you with this. Is our company in Italy makes high-end sports clothes. Like, we make all the Olympic winter ski team clothing, for instance. They're coming to the States this last year, and they're like, well, we want to open a store. Well, they were dependent. They wanted to make a store maybe on up on Commonwealth Avenue in Boston, or Newbury Street, sorry. And then they decided, no, we're going to look at with the warehouse, the Rentham outlets. And I'm thinking, yeah, that makes a lot more sense. There's more traffic. It costs less. And you know, you can do discounts in one corner and full price in the other corner. You're totally right.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the call. You have a great day.
You bet.
I got to go to the news right now, but I can take more of your calls. 508-996-0500. We can talk more about that. We can talk about the Democratic National Convention last night. If you watch that and you have any thoughts on it, we can talk about that as well. And, of course, whatever else is on your mind. But right now, let me turn things over to Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom.
Biden passes the torch at the Democratic National Convention. Former Congressman George Santos faces prison time and how to cope with that back-to-school anxiety.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Biden addressed the Democratic National Convention in Chicago Monday night, telling the crowd he believes in the country.
But I ran with a deep conviction. In America, I know and believe in an America where honesty, dignity, decency still matter.
He said we're in a battle for the soul of the nation, and Donald Trump is only stoking fears for votes. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton also speaking last night.
Something is happening in America. You can feel it. Something we've worked for and dreamed of for a long time.
At least four protesters are under arrest following day one, reportedly having thrown bottles and signs at officers after breaking through a barricade. Police moved in with gas masks and riot gear when protesters tried to get through a second line of fencing that would have given them access to the United Center in Chicago. Day two of the DNC will feature Barack Obama along with wife Michelle, second gentleman Doug Emhoff, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, and Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth. Today's theme, a bold vision for America's future. Former Republican Congressman George Santos is facing at least 2 to 7 years in prison. In a federal court on Monday, Santos pleaded guilty to multiple felony counts, including wire fraud and aggravated identity theft. Santos is also being ordered to pay more than $200,000 in restitution. Disney is now waiving its right to arbitration in a wrongful death lawsuit. Karen Curtis reports.
Jeffrey Piccolo filed the lawsuit after his wife suffered an allergic reaction to a meal she ate at a Disney Springs restaurant and died. Disney originally claimed the lawsuit should be tossed because the plaintiff agreed to arbitration when he signed up for a Disney Plus subscription. By waiving its right to arbitration, the case can now proceed to court. Piccolo is asking for more than $50,000 in damages. Karen Curtis, Miami.
Legendary talk show host Phil Donahue has passed away at the age of 88. His family said he passed away Sunday night after a long illness. And if your child is anxious about going back to school, he or she is not alone, and there are ways to ease those jitters. Dr. Vanessa Jensen, a child psychologist at the Cleveland Clinic, says back-to-school anxiety is common among young kids, and the best way to help is to not feed into it.
You want to start with, like, you know, I'm so excited about your going into fourth grade this year. And see what they say. I find I statements work better than asking questions. When you say, are you worried about this year? You're kind of setting them up.
She says a parent should never downplay a child's worries, but instead say, we'll get through it together. However, if your child or grandchild regularly makes excuses for not going to school, Dr. Jensen says it's important to speak to a teacher, guidance counselor, or mental health professional.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox lost to the Astros 5-4 last night. Their series continues tonight in Houston, and the Patriots gearing up for the final game of their preseason happening Sunday in Washington with the Commanders.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Feels more like autumn out there. You'll probably need a light sweater. Temperatures running in the mid to upper 60s under partly cloudy skies. Low 70s is the forecast high for this afternoon under partial sunshine. Decreasing clouds overnight tonight in the mid-50s. Sunny and around 70 for Wednesday and Thursday. And looking ahead, why not into the weekend? The sun will continue shining and temperatures around 80. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci del Carmen on the New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
I know what you're doing, and I know why you dial my number, which is 508-996-0500. It's because you want to call in and be on the program. You can also send app chat messages, too, if that's easier, but way better if you call in, and then we can discuss things. So we were talking before the break about what is working in retail shopping. What is working? Because, as Steve said, you've got people who are going online and buying things, so it eliminates the need to go to the mall. So you go to the mall for one thing, but when you're at the mall, you walk around, you might stop in some other stores, you might find something you didn't know you needed, you might stop and get a pretzel or a drink or something, and then you might decide, hey, while we're here, let's go get dinner. You know, that the mall experience usually lent itself to spending more than the original reason that you went there. But online shopping allows people to target exactly what they're looking for. Now, there's a lot of things that I don't buy online because I want to go and try it on, especially now where I'm like, my sizes are different and things. I've come to the realization that nobody has a harder time buying clothes, or I should... A man doesn't have a hard time buying clothes unless he's an extra large. I said that wrong. No man has as much trouble buying clothes as a man who's in an extra large. That's what I'm trying to say. Because the extra large in one place is different fit than this place and that place, unlike any other size I've ever been in. But anyway, I like to try things on and like to poke around. I like to see what's on clearance. I usually go right to the clearance racks first. Especially because these clothes might not last me very long. I might be in a different size. So I like the idea of going and looking around. But I also, you know, go to thrift stores and consignment shops too. But the last time I went to the mall, I stopped there because there's that Boscov's, whatever it's called. I like to go there because they have some pretty good stuff, really cheap. And I got a bunch of shirts there in the winter that I loved, and I was like, let me go back and get some, maybe they have a short sleeve version of those. So I went in there, did some shopping, and then I said, I'm just going to go walk around the mall. And I went into stores I had never shopped in before. and bought something. I went into Hot Topic. And I had never bought anything in my life at Hot Topic. And I bought a couple of t-shirts. I went into Tilly's. Never even been into Tilly's before. I would walk by that store and say, that's not a store for me. I can't go in there. I went in there and I bought stuff that I wasn't planning on buying. But because I was in the mall and walking around, I saw something that I liked. Wasn't something I was in the market for, but it was something that I saw and I said, oh, yeah, I like those sneakers. I like that shirt. And I think we'll lose that if we just did everything completely online. But as I said, you know, outlet malls are always packed. I can go to rent them any day of the week, any time of day, and there's going to be a lot of people around. But you go on a Saturday, especially this close to the to back to school, I guarantee you, you go to the Rentham outlet on Saturday, you try to get into the Nike outlet this coming Saturday, there's going to be a line of people waiting to get in. Or if not a line waiting to get in, certainly when you get in there, very hard to move around. And Nike is one of those brands that used to be available in a lot of stores and then pulled itself from those stores because so many people were buying it online. They said, we can just do this direct on our website. So now you can't walk into some of these stores and find Nike sneakers anymore. I used to get them at JCPenney. They don't carry them anymore. But I'll go to the Nike outlet and I will drive to go to the Nike outlet. Outlet malls bring people in. So if you found a way to put outlets, the L.L. Bean store at Wareham Crossing, I believe, is an outlet. And every time I've gone in there, there's at least a dozen people in there shopping. People need to save money these days, and an outlet helps them do that. And certainly the attraction of what might be there, because it's not like you can go online and go to llbean.com and say, oh, let me get this, let me get this. What are you going to see? Out of stock. No longer, you know, no longer carry this. If you go to the outlet, they've still got some on the shelf. And it's cheaper. So I do think, I mean, I would love to have an outlet mall down this neck of the woods. There used to be one in Sagamore, where they built the Market Basket. Go there all the time. I mean, it wasn't high-end outlets. But what was the bookstore? Books a Million? Go there. I think they had a Champion outlet. Did a lot of shopping in that outlet mall. Vanity Fair. VF outlet. People would go. I never remember going in there and having it be dead. Always had people in it. That's when I bought my first nice pair of shoes at the Bass outlet in there. I looked down at the price tag and I said to my girlfriend, I was like, you really want me to pay $60 for a pair of shoes? And she looked at me and she said, you have no problem paying that for a pair of sneakers. It's like, you're right. You're absolutely right. I thought dress shoes were like $10. I had no idea. That was for my first jury duty. My first jury duty summons. Went out and spent like $150 on clothes to wear. Got sent home. But it came in handy. 508-996-0500. I've got to take a break. We will be back in a few moments. And welcome back in. 508-996-0500. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Did you ever read the book Rise and Fall of the Roman Empire?
I did not.
Well, it was written well over 100 years ago, and it opens up by saying that paranoia was the reason why Rome fell, and that the Roman government had gotten so corrupt that they knew that they were in trouble. And so in a way, paranoia was necessary. They knew they had created so many enemies that they had to protect themselves. You know, if they had been honest and upfront, they wouldn't have created so many enemies. And so the danger to Rome wouldn't have been so great. But the people of Rome were being cheated on a regular basis by that corruption. And so the people of Rome didn't want to protect the corrupt government. So the corrupt government had to hire mercenaries. And the corrupt government were so cheap, they were con artists, and they didn't pay the mercenaries. And so basically the mercenaries came to get their pay, and they ended up sacking Rome. So the combination of corruption, cheapness, and paranoia was, in a simplified way, the reason why Rome fell. Now, if you look at current conditions today, and in that, it also describes that the conditions in Rome were falling apart because the corrupt government was stealing so much money that they weren't fixing the infrastructure. They weren't fixing the roads and bridges. They weren't fixing what sewage systems they had and whatnot. Now, you look at the current House of Representatives, who haven't put together a budget for America. They haven't done an infrastructure bill, as global warming is creating more and more disasters all across the, not only all across America, but across the world, that America needs to spend an enormous amount of money to base itself against cleaning up the pollution that has caused the climate crisis. And rather than forcing the corrupt polluters to pay for the damages, they're either ignoring the problem, which is what the House of Representatives is doing. They ignore global warming, and they're not putting together a budget. They're not putting together an infrastructure bill. And then they're spending endless money on paranoia, sealing the border, rather than encouraging the people who are escaping the same climate change all around the world, or the same people who are trying to escape tyranny around the world. No, the corrupt government is trying to seal the border and pretend that the problems that the corrupt have created are not real. So, yeah, it seems like we're walking ourselves into another rise and fall of the Roman Empire.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. You have a good day.
Sure, sure.
And if you want to call in, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails. Well, just chat app chat. I don't have time for checking any open line voicemails, and none of you use it anyway. Been trying to get you to call in and wish people happy birthdays. Come on, folks. Use the app chat. Once you do it, you'll love it. And it works great. So, just a reminder, if you missed me talking about this earlier in the program, I got a couple of articles up at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app that I'd like for you to check out. One is something that I found really interesting when I was a kid and I first heard about the original Cape Cod Canal bridges that were there. I remember, I think I was 15, I was staying at the Bourne Scenic Park, and someone was like, you know, you can still see the old pillars from the original drawbridge. It's like, there was a drawbridge? And then I found a book on the canal not that long later, and I was at the old Kenmark Books, RIP Kenmark Books. And I saw a photo of it. And then, of course, I've seen photos over the years on different websites and everything. But I had never seen the drawbridges in action. But if you go to the story at WBSM.com and on the app, we have a video in there of footage that was shot back in the day of those original Cape Cod drawbridges. And when you see the difference between the size of, you know, what you have now, they widen the canal, and the current bridges, you know, cover the expanse without having to take away waterway, the drawbridge, they had to have it go into the water, and then you have the drawbridge area, and they only had about 140 feet of clearance wide. So that's why they had to go with something that was going to give them the full use of the canal. But it's also really interesting, if you're not familiar with the history of the canal, it was built through private money, and it was privately operated. You paid a toll to use it because everybody was so used to sailing around Cape Cod. This was a shortcut that if you wanted to use it, you had to pay for it. And then the federal government stepped in and bought it because they realized, A, this is valuable for people to be able to utilize, and B, it's kind of being mismanaged by the people that own it and that are running it. We can do a better job. And then the New Deal led to the creation of the New Bourne and Sagamore bridges. And now, you know, the Biden infrastructure plan might be part of what kicks off the construction of the replacement bridges, which will be wider and hopefully will last another 90 years or more. So check that out at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And while we're talking about Cape Cod, you can read about Mr. Snuffleupagus's connection to Cape Cod. Gotta take my final break. We'll be back in just a few moments. Touching you. Touching me. Touching you. Got you touching me. I believe in a big cold love. Just in the rhythm of my heart. There's a chance we can make it now. We'll be rocking till the sun goes down. You had to play the chorus there. You could not play the chorus. Might get us into some podcast trouble, but worth the risk. That's going to do it for me. Stay tuned. Chris McCarthy's coming your way. He's going to have Shane Burgo checking in from out there at the Democratic National Convention, provided he's awake, because they were out late last night. Joe Biden kept everybody up late. When was
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.